Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. It's Friday. I'm happy. You're happy. You've been watching Tucker Carlson all morning, haven't you, Rob?
Wild interview. I just think, like, I know, like, you got to scrouge the internet for the things that you actually want to watch, and you don't watch all the crap that's coming out from everywhere. But there's literally an interview that went live was saying that Obama smoked crack and is having gay sex with some crackhead in the thing. It's like, that's weird. That, and Elon Musk is commenting on the thread and talking all this other stuff.
With a bullseye. Like,
yeah, I don't know. The world's in a weird place at the moment. That's not what Hot or Not it's about. The news episode got crushed, so I don't know why you're bringing headlines into it and trying
We normally give updates on our life, and you've been watching a lot of Tucker, and I don't mind it. Tucker Carlson's just taken Twitter X by storm with the stuff that he's talking about, but it's crazy because he's someone who you like. You like watching his stuff, don't you?
I don't actually, though.
Don't you?
Nah.
You like watching Elon.
I don't know where you got that from.
Like, you like his videos?
I watch his videos. I mean, I like his videos.
You don't agree with them all, but I'm just saying you consume his content.
I watched his Donald Trump interview.
Yeah.
That broke the internet with 260-something million views in like a week.
You're addicted to the eyeballs, aren't you? So that Dylan Danis whole thing with the Logan Paul, and you're just looking at the numbers of like the sheer amount of views.
What does the internet... What are the internet looking at right now? Yeah. What's trending in the world? What's going on? And I don't know. I don't want to get too into it because this is meant to be a fun and uplifting.
It is fun.
It's we're living wild times at the moment. The world's pretty crazy between the war and that's going on, and just weird stuff happening. It's just odd.
It's odd, but you know what's not odd? The footy finals are on, and I'm excited about that because my boys, the Brisbane Lions, are in the final series. Your boys, the Cats, got knocked out, and I don't know. Are you going to tune in even though your boys aren't playing?
Yeah, I like that it starts on a Thursday night too. Like where obviously at the time of listening to this, finals footy's already happened, you know?
It has. We've already got the result from Collingwood and Melbourne.
What are you saying?
I am actually going to tip Melbourne in this one, I reckon. I reckon they can get it done. I don't know about Collingwood. Like, I like the way they play and I like that they're exciting. And to be honest, I like all the players and stuff. I like Cope McRae, but I just feel like Melbourne will get it done.
They just primed at the right time, is that what you're saying?
A little bit. They've done it before. I feel like they can do it again. Christian Petrarca is such a good dude. I remember when we went to the AFL game launch or whatever, and for some reason I've never really liked him. I just thought he just seems like a bit of a dick, and he actually came up to us and said, hey, how you going? And he was so – it couldn't have been any nicer, and I'm just like, fuck, that is not what I was thinking in my head, and he's such an actual awesome dude. So I've completely flipped on
– Such a fan-nuffy thing to say though, isn't it? I didn't like him.
No, like I thought he was a good player. Not like I didn't like him, like personally. I just thought he's, you know, I don't know what I thought.
Well, you're the one who said it. I'm just asking.
Yeah, and then afterwards, I was just like, this guy couldn't be any nicer. I just thought, I don't know. Wasn't expecting
sometimes
that.
Sometimes perception isn't reality. Is that what you're saying?
Do you reckon they think that about you? They think, oh, he's such a prick, but really, you're actually really nice. I reckon it goes the opposite way. What? People think you're nice and warm and cuddly and friendly.
And then I'm a prick.
You bite them.
I've never bitten anyone in my life, man. Never bitten anyone in my life.
Not even on the footy field?
No, never.
Who are you going for in the big dance? The first final.
I don't really know.
You don't care?
Not that much.
Well, give us your tips for the round.
I couldn't tell you all the matchups, but
I can give you the matches.
I don't care that much. The first round of finals, because everyone gets second chance. That okay? I'll happily throw my opinion in there for grand final and the semis and that. But first finals, like whatever. You know?
You're kidding, aren't you?
Nah, I'm serious.
All finals are pretty good, I reckon. There's belter matchups. What about Brisbane and Port up at the Gabba? Who are you
picking? I think Brisbane will get the job done.
Yeah.
Just because they're at home.
St Kilda GWS?
GWS.
I like GWS. They're good, aren't they? The way they play.
I just think they're hitting their peak at the right time of the season.
Toby Green, what do you think? You good player?
Yeah, good player, yeah.
Great player. And who's the other one? It's Sydney and Carlton. Yes.
Carlton. I think they...
Yeah, I think Carlton win too.
They should get up.
But, hey, finals nerves, though. Did you ever get nervous about playing finals? Is there a different feeling in the air when it's finals?
I didn't play that many finals as an adult, so I can't really comment on something that happened two decades ago as a child, you know?
You didn't really get many kicks in the big games either, did you?
No.
If we go through your finals records.
No, I got a norm, though. Under 12 norm, no stress.
Hey, let's move on. We've had some good podcasts this week.
Hey, Dan Brockwell from Early Work, head of school... we had Taron Williams drop yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm correct.
Correct. And you guys, you and Chris Wilson.
Are we going to give any, like, can we talk about Dan and that was a good episode, or are we just going to move on?
I'm just saying what we've done for the week and then we can get into all of it. Is that all right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's my show, but it feels like you're taking over.
Well, fucking direct it. Talking about the AFL finals, we did the prep and that wasn't on the list, you know?
I'm just trying to make you happy, you know? Oh. I'm just trying to get the energy up. I'm winding you up like a yo-yo. It's been good to watch.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah, so what else? Yeah, we were on Disrupt Radio. Me and Chris, we rocked the house. You're a bit disappointed you didn't get the invite. And
I got the mention, though.
No, we mentioned you just to make you feel good. But Jules just said, can you not bring Rob? Can we actually just get the two wise heads, the two people who are actually running all the stuff to come in and let us know what it's all about? And we said, no worries.
I like that. You're on the bus, were you?
On the bus, yeah. From Warm Ponds, there's apparently there's some work getting done on the tracks or whatever, but it's really disrupting our day, let's be real. Like, we go into the city once a week.
Disrupting your trip to Disrupt Radio.
Yeah, it was. But it was cool. It was it's actually at the SEN studios in South Melbourne, and walked past Craig Hutchison. And I said, mate, you've been clicking all on my LinkedIn posts. You're coming to all my events and I never see you.
You never see him.
And he just said, mate, who are you? Yeah. I said hi and he said hi back. But it was a good day. Chris is so smart, isn't he? You're listening on your bike.
I thought you both did well, as in spewing the message of what the Dream Big Social Club is all about.
Spewing or?
Yeah, just
regurgitating,
just selling the story.
Yeah.
It was good. You did a good job. You both did a good job. Gold star for Locke and Chris.
Yeah, look, a little jealousy there. I reckon me and Chris might start our own pod.
Good. I hope you do. Maybe you can take over my spot, the Funny Business Podcast. If you kick me off.
Well, what do you think of Dan's episode? I mean, we've known Dan for a little bit now and seen all the good work. He's doing at Early Work. And
I really respect what they're building at Early Work. And I think alternative and different pathways into the world of tech and into the world of startups is something that we've been preaching for a while now. And really like that someone's setting something up that allows those pathways to actually happen. And I don't know, how many times have we had conversations with our friends and people, associates or whatever, who aren't in this space or don't get it, to just come and learn about it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of opportunity here, and yes, it's maybe sucked up a little bit with the world in the last 12 months with money not flying as much everywhere in the tech space, but there's still a lot of opportunities out there. So go and check out Dan's episode because they're doing good things at Early Work. And
he's got good hair, doesn't he?
He's fantastic hair.
And like earrings and that, he's just got it. He's got it going on. Taryn Williams, she's got it going on. We say it all the time. I feel like we need new words, but real, authentic. She just didn't give a fuck.
Just a hard worker, though, too. I think that one of the things that really stood out with Taryn's episode is just work ethic.
Mm.
Yes, you talk about taking things on and being able to push to get that stuff done, but you don't achieve what she's been able to achieve in her career and the businesses that she started and been a part of without crazy amounts of dedication, routine, structure that she's built into her life and the discipline to just keep going.
See, this is the info I was trying to tease out of you before, you know, because you do have some goals.
I was planning on getting there, but I just didn't have to be rudely force-fed into the direction I wanted to go.
And that's good because we've both had good weeks. The pods are flying. This is the first Thursday guest episode we've dropped since we've changed up the show. So expect a few more. We've actually got some fucking big guests coming on over the next 2 weeks. You're not going to believe it. We're not going to tell you now, but they're two massive guests, so I don't know, just like, subscribe, stay up to date, all that good stuff. But we've got some people to thank, Rob.
Let's get into it.
Money Bree Jewelry. Destination Weddings, suggestion. We've already done it before. A few people suggested that, but we've already done it before.
Dig back.
Yeah. Kathy Mosdale, one. Love your work. Matilda Jean, she had country music. We've done that before. Matilda, I thought you listened. I thought you watch. Vitamin Jones, he's gone with Collingwood FC. Didn't make the list, but I don't know.
Fuck Collingwood.
Yeah, Aussie CW. He's just said, this is Chris who we were talking about before. He said not. So he doesn't think you're hot. That's what I think he's trying to say. Chris GW, thanks, mate. Love your work. North Trip, love your work. Zoe Bradford, she'd be disappointed none of her suggestions made the list.
Hey, but thanks for playing, Zoe. Appreciate the effort.
She's up on the Gold Coast at the moment.
Yeah, living family the dream. Holiday. Living the dream up there.
Yeah, just going out. I think they're going to SeaWorld.
I'd love that.
Yeah, it's good. Holiday would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be good.
All right, Blue Bolt Construction. Love your work. Oh, sorry, Bolt Blue Constructions. Ollie Scott, Potsy. His one didn't make the list, but he told me to send it in. He's a bit of a dirty boy. He's gone with rim jobs. So we just said, hey, we'll just leave that off the list.
Happy to discuss other things.
Shreddy, Eddie. Hey, I love your work. Prue, always there. Dom, Sabara.
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be spewing that I got his last name wrong, but I like him. He can sing, can't he?
He can sing.
Alexander Horton. Love your work, brother. the energy, Caleb Holstein. His suggestion made the list this week, and he's doing some good stuff, isn't he? Square X and Green Square.
I haven't seen their stuff. We actually did a demo session with them live on LinkedIn about a month ago. So you can go and check out, go check that out actually on Locke's LinkedIn profile. If you type in Green Square or Square X or demos, then Lachlan Bradford into his LinkedIn page, you should be able to see it and see all the interesting work that they're up to. They're digitizing the supply chain of the coffee space at the moment, but their product they're doing actually applies across a lot of agricultural industries, which we're excited about as part of the journey working with them with the Dream Big Social Club. So if you haven't already, go and suss out Caleb, go and suss out Square X. And actually, in saying this, if you're listening to this early Friday morning, we've actually got another demo that's going
live
stream on Al Bradford's LinkedIn. So
yeah, personal page, yep.
We've got Cam Richardson coming on from Pay Squad, which is group payments at checkout. We're doing a live demo with them, so walking through the product, talking through his background and journey and what's next for them at Pay Squad as they scale up their startup. So going to be doing a bunch more of these sort of things to do with the Dream Big Social Club, and one of the things that we're really excited about is to really start announcing some of the startups that we're working with through the Dream Big Social Club. So thank you for prompting me on the thank yous for this, but it's exciting times all around. If you haven't already, you want to learn more about the Dream Big Social Club, or you're running a startup and you're looking to get some help and have some people wrap their arms around you and support you on your journey through, please get in touch, because me, Locke and Chris, the three musketeers that are part of the Dream Big Social Club, we're pumped the rest of the year and what's sort of we're building at the moment with the companies we're working with.
I like that. Look at that. Just, I reckon that was a 10 out of 10.
Fuck up.
Just move on. Look at you. All right, move on. Fuck up. I know I'm good. CTP. Didn't make the list this week, but she had coffee in the shower. I just don't think. I don't know.
No one has the coffee in the shower.
Nick Pulse has suggested something that we done last week. So, Nick, come on, brother.
Come on, mate.
Sorbet weather, always good, isn't he?
Always.
He's the king, isn't he? Nicole Lamb. Shout out to Nicole. She's doing it a bit tough at the moment. Who else have we got? We got Josh Land.
Did your suggestion make the list?
Didn't make the list.
Hey, shout out, though, Nicole. Sorry, but you didn't make the list this week, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. Josh Lange, thank you very much. Cohen Co. He's just said Palmer's overrated. Snitties are better.
Well, I had a Palmer yesterday and enjoyed it.
It was good. Hey, the local eatery, give it a shout out. Armstrong Creek.
It was all right.
It was all right. Now, don't downgrade it now.
The food was good.
It was great. Dylan Caton, thank you very much. And Croom. So Croom 12, that's Marcus Crook.
Oh, Marcus Crook. I'll give you a hot tip. A lot of thank yous going on here, and we're 12 minutes in. You haven't even said one thing yet.
And his list, his suggestion didn't make the list. AI influencers, I forgot about that.
Oh, well, you make it this week. So
we'll do it next week. All right, number one on the list that we're going to discuss, Robert, margarine, hot or not?
I grew up in a margarine household. And then I changed to butter. My household.
You made the decision.
I made the person as an adult that I'll be a butter household.
Really? Why?
It just tastes better.
Apparently, it's not as good for you. Apparently, margarine is
better for you. Yeah.
Why? Is it because it's made from...
Because it's made from, like, flowers.
I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, but
butter. Why do you like butter more?
Because it tastes better.
You reckon?
And I know it's not as healthy, but I don't mind.
See, I always thought it was the other way around, because I always thought margarine, they coloured it, yeah, to make it look like butter, but it's black, isn't it?
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
Well, do you like margarine?
Now, you know what? Mum... This is funny as she has regular spread. So I don't even know what that is. It's Coles regular spread and it sits in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been putting it on everything, on the toasties and that. It's gross.
Regular spread.
I don't even know what that is. It's just what's like orange it? Drink. You know? I don't know really what's in it. I think it's margarine. It tastes like it. I can't tell the difference between butter and margarine, to be honest.
If you had two pieces of toast on the table, one with regular spread and one with...
Do you reckon I'd be able to know?
No butter, you'd tell them it's a massive difference.
See, I think you're overcooking the goose there.
I'm telling you, it's a huge difference.
Huge.
Huge
difference.
Monumental difference to your life.
You know what I actually have had on my bacon and eggs lately? Dukka.
Oh, yeah, a little bit of dukka.
Oh, that spice, bro. It just... That's what I think. Like, if you can cook, you're always adding different spices because it's just... I feel like, I don't know.
Experimenting in the kitchen.
No, I'm not saying I am. I'm just with that little sort of bits. But I reckon like growing up, true Aussie, you know, there wasn't much dukka flying around when I was a kid, you know. So it's kind of had to like discover that later on in life. But I don't know. I feel like little spices make the difference.
Not so much dukka.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
That's so fucking funny. I'm going to say margarine is not hot. Actually, I changed one. It's hot. But I prefer butter.
So you just say it's not.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I think it
might. But you don't personally.
I use
alternatives.
Yeah, I think butter's better. But if I don't have butter and there's margarine in the fridge, I'm not going to cry.
It's not this or that. It's hot or not. So I get where you're coming from. I'm going to say margarine hot. would have said not years ago, but changed my mind. All right, next on the list, strippers. Hot or not?
Strippers?
Yeah. You like going to the strippers?
No, not for me, nah.
Did you ever go, like, what was the, like...
I've been a few times, but it's just not really... I think it's a weird environment.
I always found that a little bit,
too. It's a bit icky.
Yeah.
And it's a bit, it's like... People,
a lot of horny dudes walking around with raging erections.
Both ways too. There's a lot of people there that are just happy to be like indulging in certain elements of
just looking at some titties and having a drink.
Yeah,
playing a bit of pinball.
I don't know. I think strippers.
I always find it an awkward interaction. You know, like you know when they're coming up and trying to talk to you for a lap dance and that, and it's like,
and you know, obviously not.
I got $10 in my pocket in change. But it's just like that awkward, I don't want you to try and make me feel good. I already feel awkward. You know, I want to melt into the walls a little bit, you know.
I don't think we're...
But like big group settings with like, it's not like I'll be like, all right, I'm fucking leaving and I'm gone. It's just like, it wouldn't be my first choice, you know.
There's other places to go.
Yeah, I reckon.
If you're at the end of the night and people are just desperate to go there, I feel like time to go home.
Skyways, Airport West.
Skyways, Airport West. I'm going to say not hot, but... I feel like, I don't know, they make a bit of money, you know?
Yeah, well, that's a thing. I wouldn't, maybe digital strippers.
That's OnlyFans.
That's OnlyFans. I feel like if you started an OnlyFans, I reckon you get a few clicks.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Huh? Old silver fox, huh? Strippers, I'm going to say, not my favorite. I can't say hot, but because I don't like them, you know, but.
We do have a friend of the show. I'm not going to say his name, but he has about 35 OnlyFans subscriptions.
Who's that?
I don't want to say.
Oh, now I'm thinking. Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'll mouth it to him, but I'm not going to say his name on air. But anyway, moving on.
How much do you reckon he's burning through a month?
I don't know. Lucky he's employed. That's all I'm going to say.
So what are you going to say? Hot or not, strippers?
I'm going to say not hot.
Not hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to disappoint any strippers, though.
Yeah, you know? If you like the show, then we like you, but whatever.
Yeah, all right. Next up, 90s fashion. Hot or not?
I feel like you're into it at the moment. Some guy walked into Hungry Jack's. We were having Hungry Jack's. Dine in.
Jack's Cafe.
Jack's Cafe. Come meet us at Jack's Cafe, Armstrong Creek. He had the worst pair of shorts I've ever seen on my life. You know, like the big oversized denim shorts that looked like they didn't fit. And they were also almost a bit baggy again, like down below the...
Three-quarter.
Yeah, a bit baggy, but also like lower riding again. Mm. You know, like...
Satin boxes popping out the top.
A little bit. I was like, fuck, what day is it? What year am I in? You're like, they're fucking sick, man. They're sick. I looked at this bloke who's just like...
You would have been smoking weed out of a Coke can back then, huh?
Well, he looks like... Seriously, I look at that bloke and he's just... He was not good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was
not
in good nick. He didn't look healthy.
It's the Pete Davidson look, though.
He didn't look clean.
Yeah, all right. You're using a bad example. 90s fashion, though. Like, there's more than just that pair of shorts that you saw.
Can you just tell me that you didn't... It was a weird guy to get inspiration off. Was it like if you go to an art show and you're looking at different paintings and that, you pick the biggest Bogan Darrow-looking bloke in Armstrong Creek, which is saying something because there's a few Darrow Bogan people in Armstrong Creek. You're included. One of
them. Yeah, no, not me.
They're fucking sick, man. They're sick.
They look like the Jeff Hardy fat pants. I was like, yeah, they're cool. But I think I read it somewhere years ago that fashion repeats itself every 25 years or something like that. So what if we look 25 years ago from today, what's that, Mr. Matthew?
90s.
Yeah, so it's what, 90 what?
90-something.
So I like...
98.
Like, let's think about Michael Jordan and the Bulls. That sort of fashion, the basketball look. Everyone's rocking that type of stuff.
Puffy shorts.
Remember Dunlop Volleys? Did you ever get into that? That was maybe years a bit later, but I dig 90s fashion. I look back at all my old jackets that I used to have. I used to have, like, the Raiders jacket. I was like, it didn't fit me. It was like a small men's or whatever, but I was like, fuck. I wish I had kept that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like all vintage 90s fashion. I feel like it's worth a fortune now.
When you were seven.
Yeah. I had all oversized tops.
But you wish you still had it now.
Yeah. I wish I just had kept it.
And you were trying to wear it or?
I'd wear it now, yeah.
From when you were seven. Yeah. You'd wear a jacket that's small men's that wouldn't fit.
Oh, if it fit. It was like a baggy oversized thing.
It's still going to be baggy oversized now at 32.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like you can pay $100 for the same thing now where you can
had it when you were seven. Yeah, I'm sure the same jacket would fit you. Where's your thought process? Of course the jacket that you had when you're seven is not going to fit you now.
No, but I'm saying it was massive. It didn't fit me then. Like I just had the jacket. I had lots of different jackets.
I'm sorry to tell you, man, you've grown a bit. A little bit.
Yeah.
You're seven.
A little bit.
I think 90s fashion's hot.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
I didn't like the guy's shorts and Hungry Jack's, but you did, and you like the clothes you wore when you're 7.
It's hot. It can't get any hotter. All right, next on the list, sleeping in the passenger seat. So if you're the only one, someone's driving, you're like, fuck it, I'm tired.
What do you reckon?
I think it's a bit rude, but I don't know. Sometimes you can't help it. You want to stay up, but then if the driver's like, hey, let's wind down the windows and try and get some air in, it's like, well, I kind of want to sleep, but, you know, I don't know. What do you reckon?
I think it's a bit rude too. If you're like, if there's only two people in the car, depending on the length of the trip, you can always take turns, but if there's only two, I feel like that's almost the passenger's job to be...
Half an hour trip, you can have a nap, can't you?
If it's half an hour?
Yeah.
You reckon?
I feel like you can have a quick nap. If it's over half an hour, if it's like an hour and you're driving an hour somewhere.
No, you can just chill.
Like if we were driving to Melbourne and I just fell asleep or coming home from the city on the
side. I don't think you've ever done that though.
No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Hamish would.
Hamish does.
He's asleep in 2 seconds. Big lump.
To be honest, I reckon I've driven around like a handful of times. I don't reckon he's been in the car much.
I'm not a sleeper in the passenger. I wouldn't really sleep in the car anyway.
No.
I'm awake. I'm in the car.
You're very alert. Almost too alert.
I don't like napping that much. I'm not a napper.
You've never been a napper, have you?
No, I'll go to sleep at night, but I don't want to nap during the day.
How long does it take you to fall asleep normally?
30 seconds.
See, you're sleep deprived because it just takes you that short amount of time. You need to be napping throughout the day, I reckon.
I'll ask Matilda if she's got any.
She has nap time. You can just half that and have yours.
Just the same thing, you
reckon? I reckon half an hour, get into the bed.
I don't think so. I'm going to say sleep is not hot.
No, you got to stay awake.
Fair.
You got to keep the driver entertained. I agree with that. It's long trips and if
just
you're
courtesy, common courtesy.
It's a bit rude, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Next on the list, matching outfits, hot or not. So you and Em ever rock the I'm with Minnie, I'm with Mickey?
No, never.
No?
That would give me anxiety, I think, if I was walking. I always feel like sometimes me and you do it too and Em and I are guilty of it. It's like we get ready for the day and like subconsciously or whatever, if she's getting ready and she's put on like, I don't know, exercise pants and a jumper or whatever.
Mm.
There's so many times she's got like black exercise pants on and a grey hoodie.
Mm.
And I'm looking down, I've got black shorts on and a grey hoodie. And I'm like, we're team grey on the Amazing Race. You know, and I just...
You're both barefoot, you're in Aldi.
Yeah.
You're picking up your fruit.
It's too much, I can't do that. That's not for me. I'd rather change. Regularly change. We always say when we go to the city on Wednesdays too. Like
you send me photos of what you're wearing.
Because I couldn't think of anything worse than us going.
I don't need to see undies, Rob. You know?
There's nothing worse than me and you sitting on the train together, already wearing the big billboard that is Dream Big Social Club and wearing the exact same billboard.
It's our work outfit.
Look at those little losers off to work somewhere, huh?
I just feel like you actually want the puffy jacket, don't you? You saw Matt from Bill Past and I reckon Matt sleeps in his puffy jacket, let's be real. He loves it.
It's like a sleeping bag.
And you're looking at that and you're going, I want that a little bit, don't you? You want to professional up a bit. You want to take the next level with your fashion a little bit, don't you?
I just don't want to feel like I'm always in my home clothes.
You want to feel very neat, casual, don't you?
Sometimes I need to. I think it's for my own personal seriousness of how I look at myself in the mirror.
I am not a joke.
Yeah, a little bit sometimes. Like that's why I have to like make sure I have a shave or like I'm not looking out of control and that. Because again, if I'm looking out of control, I'm usually my brain's feeling out of control.
Presentation matters. Is that what you're saying?
Oh,
you had a haircut. You had a bit of shape to the head. You went to the Armstrong Creek hairdressers and
just butchered
said,
it up, didn't he?
Give me the Braden Maynard, huh?
Oh, he started off like that. I was like, do I look like a bloke who wants a mohawk, bro? No, just fix that up at the back.
Do you want me to colour it too, bro? Let it grow grey gracefully. But it's getting greyer and greyer by the day, let's be real. I see you every day and I just think it's not far now until it's just full grey, which I reckon it would suit you.
Yeah?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like...
It's turned a little bit. Since I cut my hair, it's gone grey.
And there's a bit of shape to it and you've actually got heaps of compliments since you actually had a haircut, haven't you? Even your sister, who is brutal, gave you a compliment that made you happy.
Whatever. She did. She said something nice and I was blown away. I was confused.
You're a bit confused. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, are you setting me up for something or what's going on?
You were looking in the mirror though and you're going, I am a bit Harvey Specter. You know, I am a little bit Harvey Specter. You're out there with your participation trophies. Just looking at them while you're in your office.
Look at you. Your jokes lately on the pod, they're really like, they're just like baited jokes. Just to try and poke the bear and eat away at
and it's working.
It's making my eye twitch.
It is twitching. It's good, isn't it? All right, next on the list. Matching outfits, I'm going to say not hot. Ebony and Billy have done that before though.
Ew.
Just putting it out there. Admin, hot or not, let's kick us off.
I feel like admin has to be hot. It's not something that...
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, no.
No, but, no.
Or not something that we're either of us are good at.
Yeah.
But if your admin's up to date, your life's feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say doing the task of admin or the thought of having to do admin, horrible. Horrific, you know? Horrific. But the feeling you get when your admin's up to date...
Yeah.
Just pure bliss, I reckon. Yes. Pure bliss. So I'm going to say admin's hot to try and...
To do it.
To try and get myself up and about, feeling a bit more admin enthusiastic.
See, I like to make the list of things to do and stuff, and when you tick them off throughout the day, it does feel good. Some things are really hard, though. Like admin with, like, complicated files and documents or and...
Just tasks.
That stuff gets me, like... That makes my heart hurt a little bit. So if you're listening and you like admin, get in touch.
Oh, please.
Please, please.
Fairy godmother.
Rob will make you quiche.
I'll make you quiche, yeah. Do some admin, I'll make you quiche.
You put
like
some
quiche.
Dooker in there.
Do you like quiche?
Not really, nah. I do like your, what is it, butter chicken curry.
Yeah.
It's because you put lots of cream in it, isn't it?
And butter.
You fatten it up.
Western Star butter.
Yeah, Western
butter.
Star, big shout out to Western Star.
Coconut cream and butter. That's what's...
Is that your secret?
Yeah.
Secret
it's
sauce.
It's not healthy, but it tastes good.
Yeah, it tastes good. Whatever. That's all that matters. All right. Saying that's funny instead of laughing. I actually like this suggestion.
I think I'm guilty of this all the time.
You say that all the time. That's funny. Is it, mate? Is it really?
Well, I still can find something amusing. I have to burst out laughing all the time.
I feel like when you say that's funny, it's like I can see how people think that's funny.
That's funny.
But it hasn't made me laugh. Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Like, I can see why they laugh.
Maybe in the right setting, I'd laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just reading something like...
Are you giggling at yourself?
How often are you...
Are you on TikTok, you're sitting on the toilet and you're going...
Yeah, how often are you giggling out loud to yourself?
There's a few times on TikTok lately on some videos that like, yeah, I can uncontrollably like laugh. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
Like, and
that's funny.
Yeah. That's the perfect instance of you using that though, because when we first put it down as the suggestion, you were like, that's funny. And I don't think you were making a joke. I feel like you actually, that was your first reaction.
I think it's acceptable. I don't have to laugh all the time.
Yeah. Your face cracks when it does though, doesn't it? See, look at that. That's a real laugh. I like it when it comes out, huh?
I'm going to say hot.
Hot because you do it all the time.
Yeah. Because I have to. Otherwise, you a day with you and you're expecting me to try and, you're just relentless with your shit jokes, expecting laughs. So now I've probably say that's funny just to,
shut me up.
Yeah, shut you up. Hey, man, that's funny. Good joke, yeah.
Do you like it when on the messages when I do lol? Do you like that?
Double lol?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been doing that lately because lol.
That's funny.
Yeah. Hey, extra funny.
Yeah.
I've been using that lately. I'm going to say hot. I reckon I've done it a few times
for
too.
Sure.
Let's be real.
You definitely have.
I can't remember, but I would have. Next on the list, turning down wedding invites.
What do you reckon?
I've never done it before. To be honest, I didn't even think you really could. I can't remember the name now. It's going to be shit because I can't remember the name, but I think one of Tales' friends has done that before. And I remember at the time going, fuck, I didn't know that could happen, you know? But I suppose if you're not that close and, you know, you've got a lot of stuff on, weddings, they're a big thing, aren't they? And it costs.
I just think it's a big, expensive day, weddings.
Yeah.
If you do turn it down and the bride and groom or whoever's getting married are putting it on and paying for it, they'd probably be thankful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, it's two off the guest list. We're saving.
Do you reckon when you're writing the list out, you're kind of hoping that a few say,
have to,
hey, can't.
Yeah.
Did it happen at yours? Did a few people say, thanks, but no thanks?
No, a few people said,
some old friends from school.
Couldn't travel across.
Thanks, but no thanks. I don't think I'll come to that one. You're like, but we were best friends in year 10.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think weddings are a weird thing.
Weddings now, are a weird thing, aren't they?
Yeah, especially like they're just so different now post-COVID.
Mm.
Everyone, different life.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks differently of weddings. That's my thought.
Yeah.
Don't know. Turning down any invites.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't done it. I'm interested to see what people say on this. I'm going to say not hot. I feel like if you get invited, you should do your best to go, but I don't know.
But if it's not comfortable or something, yeah. There might be some issues with like friends and family there.
We had one, Em and I, but it was just because of Matilda. She's only just been born. We went to go to Sydney and take her up there, but it was like, it was going to be too much.
Mm.
Figure out how to do it. She'd just moved house. We're moving through things. It was like, fuck, I don't think we can go. I don't think Matilda's like sleeping three minutes at a time.
Yeah.
I don't have her doing this.
Yeah.
You've got no babysitters. How do you do that?
Yeah. Who's the person again? Who's the thing?
Nah, it was whatever. It was too hard. Anyway.
That's just like, you're forecasting ahead and going, fuck, that effort. destination weddings are different too, I feel like. We had that suggested on the list, but we've done it before. But
it's wedding season. People are obviously been invited to a few weddings and talking about it.
Destination weddings. What do you feel
I don't know.
Turning down wedding invites, I'm going to say hot.
All right.
If you can do it, I feel like
you can
dream it.
You can do it.
If you can dream it, you can do it. All right, next on the list, Merkins. So Merkins is a wig for your pubic region. So for men and women, it's like a fake wig that's meant to be your pubes. So that's a proper thing, legit. I remember growing up hearing about it and going, there's wigs for your dick, and you know, and apparently there is. So Merkins, what do you reckon, hot or not?
I just don't know how Merkins made the list. Is it real?
That was my
suggestion
too.
Is it novelty? Yeah, but is it novelty?
No, I think it's a real thing. Back
people are walking around going, I need a Merkin.
I think so. They're trying to bring the 70s back.
Where do you buy a Merkin from?
Well, let me have a look. I'll Google right now. So if you just Google Merkin, Merkins, you'll see some different sort of things. So the full definition of a Merkin, I can give it to you if you want. Is that what you want?
Yeah. I think
an artificial hairpiece for the pundabum. I don't even know. I can't even speak English. It's a pubic wig. Merkins were worn by prostitutes after shaving their mons pubis and are now used as decorative items or erotic devices for both men and women.
There you go. Do you have any Merkins?
Not anymore. Nah, to be honest, I have to do the reverse Merkin. You know, I've already got the natural sort of fro happening, so it's like I've got to maintain that.
You can sell your hair
to
make it into a Merkin.
Why don't we start shipping our pubes to Sexyland and just saying, hey, there's a new product idea. We've got funny business
just
Merkins.
Just in an envelope, yeah, and just leave it at the front door for the regional store manager.
They'll know your ones. They're all grey.
Funny.
Oh, grey pubes, huh?
I'm going to say Merkins is not hot.
Not hot?
I think it's weird.
Yeah.
I think it's odd.
Yeah.
But again, like people are into
people
weird
people wear
shit.
Wigs on their heads, though. You know?
You do. You got a few fake wigs. I know you go out at night.
Wigs on. Yeah. Put a few wigs on, put the lippy on. I just think, I don't know. I've only ever worn a wig to my 21st, I reckon. Not a Merkin, but like an old, like the Austin Powers thing.
Yeah.
But I can't really see myself wearing a Merkin
in
the future.
I'd like if you just started turn up each day and you had a wig, like a real wig.
A different hairdo every day.
Yeah, and you just like pretended like you just...
Well, I always thought that if I grew my hair out around the sides and just wore a hat everywhere. I do anyway, but like no one would even know I was bald. I reckon there's heaps of dudes who actually still do that.
Yeah, for sure.
They're probably about my age, 32, and they've got the hair sort of hanging out the sides and that. But maybe we could do a good deed and donate some of our pubic hairs to Sexyland and get some new products on the shelf. What do you reckon?
I'm going
to
say Merkin's not hot.
You got enough fuzz at the moment?
Oh, it's enough.
You're using your Manscaped little clippers down there, huh?
Use it for my face, mate. I don't like doing the same.
Have you ever nicked your balls with the Manscaped or the...
Yeah.
It hurts, doesn't it? Doesn't stop bleeding, yeah. With the little toilet paper
tight
thing.
Tight skin.
Just feel the back of your elbow. That's what it feels like. Merkins, I'm going to say not hot. Haven't used one in a while and don't plan on using one in the future. What did you say? You said not.
I said not hot.
Last on the list now, salted sweets. So the suggestion was salted choc chip cookies, but you suggested that you can have salt.
Any salted sweets.
On chocolate,
like salted caramel or salted caramel chocolate.
I've been seeing the actual sea salts on cookies and shit, though.
Sea salt chocolate and that?
Yeah. I don't know. I can see how it would work, though. Like, I feel like I love salt and I love cookies.
I like salt chocolate too. I'm a massive salt fan, but I actually just prefer indulgent sweetness.
Mm.
I don't need the salt to take away the bite of the other stuff, whatever. And I prefer, if there's an option between like a salted caramel and just a caramel, I'll have a caramel.
Really?
Thanks, yeah. What are your thoughts?
I like the, is it the Lindt chocolate with the salted caramel thing in the Lindt? It's like a little block thing. It's so good. No, I like salty caramel stuff, yeah. Like salt. I don't know, actually, is that in a Magnum Ego?
No.
Have you had one of them in a while?
It's a salted caramel Magnum Ego.
Is there? Yeah. To be honest, I didn't really know the difference. I've just seen the ones... I've seen a bit of salt on cookies lately and I've just been like, that's fucking...
When's the last...
Like gourmet cafes.
When's the last cookie you've had?
Oh, would have been a Subway one, I reckon. Yeah. I've just seen it on online and stuff, like people advertising their shop or whatever. And they're throwing salt on cookies. It's like fucking $9 for a little slice.
Add the salt.
Slice.
It's $3 now. It's $9 because it's salted.
Because you got the Himalayan sea salt on the top.
I'm going to say not hot. Salted sweets, I just feel like...
No.
Overrated.
What about...
Heavily overrated.
What about peanuts and chocolate?
I'm not a massive nuts fan, so that's
like
not for
peanut
me.
Peanut M&Ms, bro.
Nah.
You allergic?
No, I just don't like it that much.
No? Not a nutty guy? Fruit nut? No.
Nah, don't Don't like fruit and nuts.
Almonds, almonds, whatever they're called.
No. Not, no, I don't like nuts in chocolate.
Yeah, there
that's you not go. What we're talking about. We're talking about salted sweets.
I think we've
sweets.
Already done that before, but salted sweets. All right. That's been the list this week. I don't know. Has it been a good episode? It's yeah, been I a long one.
It's been a long one, yeah.
But yeah, it's good because we only do we've ditched the news and we've ditched all the other stuff, the lives and that. So this is the community pod.
This is the community pod.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll dive back in if you haven't already. 10 a.m. if you listen to this first thing when this episode comes out, jump onto Al Bradford, Lachlan Bradford's LinkedIn profile page. We're going live with Cam Richardson from Pay Squad with another Dream Big Social Club demos. All the content will be available for catch up. If you're not able to jump on, you're not listening in the first 3 hours.
You don't really want to tell them that yet, though, because they won't come now because they'll be able to listen to it later.
But we want you there.
Yeah, we want you there kind of thing, but there will be. We will release it later.
Anyway, have a good weekend. Plenty more pods to come and hope you enjoy this week of content. See you later. Bye.